All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Right. You know, you've probably seen those commercials on TV. It's like, you're not you when you're hungry, you know, and it's the famous one of like Betty White swearing at people in the backyard. Sure. And it's like, yeah, yo, Brandon, eat a Snickers or something like that.
Eat a Snickers and they're fine again. Right, they're just hangry.
The opposite of that is probably this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without chugging hot sauce and then trying to fight people, you're doing okay.
Wow. Listen. Why are you chugging hot sauce to begin with and then getting aggressive about it?
Well, you should probably ask Michael. Michael's 48. He's the dude who, shirtless also.
Sure. And apparently, I expect that.
Apparently he was seen chugging a bottle of Tabasco sauce, then challenging random people to fight him in the parking lot of a sporting goods store.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just randomly like, I'm hopped up on hot sauce, it's fat. Something like
I'm
that.
Hopped up on hot sauce. Something about the Tabasco gets me going.
I don't know. I got my gears grinding.
I mean, look, we're happy no one was hurt. He did have a knife and he was just like acting a little bit nuts. And, eventually once the police came by to sort it all out, you know, he was charged and he had some drug paraphernalia on him and the bottle of hot sauce was disposed of. So
that probably came into play.
Probably. Yeah. But again,
do we
fully
blame the hot sauce in this particular moment?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's fair.
I don't know if we blame.
Given the other circumstances.
You're right. You know, maybe hot sauce is getting a bad rap in this story.
It may be getting a hot, because I don't know if we want to go on record saying hot sauce can make you violent. Mm-mm.
I mean, I know you're not a fan of hot sauce. However, no. I am a fan of hot sauce. So yeah, I would never want anything bad to happen for hot sauce.
Yeah. And what was Frank's tagline for a while? I put that blank on everything. It's a grandma. So
yeah,
grandma's not getting violent over it. And she puts it on everything.
That's right. But yeah. So maybe.
So let's just not like have hot sauce be collateral damage here.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do some damage control on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, you know, eat a Snickers. And meanwhile, Snickers is like, keep us out of this, buddy.
Right, exactly. It's like, we weren't even in this story.
We weren't even in this story.
For no reason.
Will you just stop? Stop. Stop talking. Anyways, this is an example of what not to do. That is your setting the bar story.